You ever noticed how many things say lifetime guaranteed? How many things last the lifetime? Not much. Car warranties are fighting for each other's customer attention. One has a 10-year warranty on the transmission, but it's the other parts that bother me. Then you have the things that are called universal. You have the all-purpose cleaner. You have the one pan that cooks all. You have, and, you know, there's the socket wrench that you'll never need another socket, you know, or another tool. This is the one and all tool. Or, you know, you go just to Home Depot or to Lowe's and you look at the tool aisle and how many of them have somehow, some way, trying to present this is all you need. Well, I bought something like that. This is called a RAV Power Pack, okay? And this will charge Gwen's cell phone, my cell phone, her iPad mini, her MacBook Pro, her the Dell laptop at the house. It will recharge my Lenovo, my iPad Air. Let's see what else is on there. And a bunch of other stuff. I have yet to try this with my CPAP or the nebulizer when I have an asthma attack. You know, but this, and it will do my laptop several times. This is a humdinger of a charger. You can have this for, no. So, very unusual, I wrote a review on Amazon. Nothing spectacular, don't look it up. You know, and so it comes with, and this isn't everything, but it comes with all these cords and adapters. So guess what's been happening? Through Amazon, they send me emails. Will it charge, because customers are wanting to know, you know, will it charge something I've never heard of? It also means it's something I don't have. You know, and, you know, there's a toy out there that I haven't tried and on and on. And they want to know. And I'm going, I don't know. You know, I don't know what your connector looks like. I don't know what your adapter is needed. I don't know what voltage your item runs on. I don't know a lot of things. But isn't it amazing that the message of the angels in the empty tomb, he is risen, he is not here. People are still wondering if the power of Christ will work for me. If the power of Christ and his resurrection applies to my case. Think about that question. In a technical sense, what the person is asking is saying, you know, my plug-in is different than yours. You know, I have a unique connection, you know, and I'm not sure Christ's connection lines up with my connection. And I don't know why people would ask that. My brokenness may be different. My sins may be different. My crazy thinking could be different. My bad habits could be different. You know, on and on. And what we are trying to find is an excuse or a reason, in a sense, not to buy into Christ. Because in human thinking, it costs. What the gospel is about is free. And indeed, it is universal. When the angel said to the women and said it very plainly, he is not here. And then Jesus tells Mary, I'm alive. And then later on in scriptures, we learn that he appeared to the disciples in the upper room. He does this again a week later. He appears to some more groups. And he shows himself that he is the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. And in that context, it is still amazing. People are wondering, okay, it worked for Peter. What about me? In the RAV power kind of thing, I have even written in a response, and they'll send mine response through Amazon anonymously. Don't ask me to say that twice. Namelessly, you know, it's too early. You know, about, I don't know. Read directions. Think about it. Christ has given us His Word so that we may read the instructions. And in fact, not that Pastor Al and I really clued you in, we've been reading the instruction book with the start of Advent, right? Because the Advent message is, Jesus is coming. And then at Christmas, we read a little more detail to you, and we said, Christ is born. Unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, right? And then in Epiphany means we turn the light on a little brighter, and there is the manifestation of Christ, and you have that information, and then with Ash Wednesday and Lent, we gave you more detail. You know, people hate reading instructions. So we didn't tell you from the front, we're reading you the directions that God gives, because you would have tuned us out. But in the message of Lent, it was indeed the instruction that Christ is going to the way of the cross to be on Calvary in our place. That the power of His death is for you. That the magnitude of His suffering is for you. The price He is paying is your price. And we talked about that on Monday, Thursday, leading into Good Friday. And He gave us the Lord's Supper, and He taught us about prayer. And then we come to today, and the message of the angels is, Jesus works. How do you know? He is alive. Death did not keep Him. Satan has lost his grasp, you know. He no longer holds on to Him. All of that, you know. Sin has not kept Him down. Jesus works, and He's universal. John 3:16 is the universal verse, right? God so loved the universe, God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son. So why do we have a problem with the connector? I think sometimes we're hoping it doesn't work for me. Sounds strange, doesn't it? We don't want Jesus to work for me. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of wellness. We speak a good word. Oh, I'd love to be healed. I'd love to be, you know, I'd love to be forgiven. But it just isn't going to happen. We would rather hold on to the pain we know than receive the gift of life that we don't understand. Christ risen from the tomb and all of His ministry until His ascension is about how it works. He told Peter, remember Peter who denied Him three times? You know, Peter knew he had denied Him three times. Simon Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. Hey, Simon, Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. He says, feed my lambs. And then the Bible says He asked him a third time. And when He asked him a third time, Peter got the memo. I denied Him three times. He's asking me again. And in that question, He said, I am the connector that works. I am the power that lifts you up out of despair. I am the forgiveness of your sins. I am the resurrection and the life. Believing in me gives you purpose, life, meaning, and a mission. Connected to me, you have all you need. That's what Easter's about. Easter isn't about prosperity, and Easter isn't about having a miracle where the cancer goes away. Easter isn't about where you're now debt-free and you owe the bank nothing and your credit cards are balance zero. That's not what Easter is about. Although those are the things we crave in our world. We crave the power of the dollar. We crave the power of the medicine. We crave the power of government. We want them to fix our life. You ever known the government to fix everything? You ever known the doctor to solve every medical issue? You ever known the dollar to get you all that you need? All that you want? But you go to the empty tomb, and the angel says, "He is risen." That's all you need. You don't have to be afraid of death when the medicine doesn't work. You don't have to be afraid of living because you're no longer broken. You have been forgiven. You no longer have to be afraid of God because He is the once-for-all connection. And you don't have to be afraid of what's next because He's given you everlasting life. Jesus is the universal solution to the whole world crisis. Sin, death, and the devil. And it's in the one phrase, "He is not here, He is risen." That's why pastors stand up front and we say, "Christ is risen!" And the people say, even this early in the morning, you say it with power, conviction, and authority. That's got to be an act of God. You know, that has got to be the grace of God in us. Christ is all we need. Amen.